Oh, the sultry days of summer.
Are no holiday from politics.
In fact, the state legislature summer break can be a political wedge in itself. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So Michigan Democratic Party Chair Brandon Dillon has held a series of press conferences. They just happen to be in the media markets of competitive state house seats.
Yep, and his message is...
The legislature is on an extended summer recess, and the Republican leadership is just... taking it easy.
They certainly don't want to tackle the tough problems, and we want them to know that Democrats are ready to come back and do the job that they're paid and elected to do, and Republicans have decided it's more fun to be at the beach.
Now, this is an easy shot for Democrats to take. They're
Indeed.
Not in charge of the Senate or the State House.
Where all 110 seats are up for election this year, and Democrats see a path, albeit a thin one, to taking majority and ending the Rick Snyder era of Republican hegemony in Lansing.
And that would mean the D's would become full partners at the bargaining table in the last 2 years of Governor Snyder's term.
Now, the legislature does have a session day on its calendar this week.
But really, it's just a placeholder just in case a crisis of some sort came up.
And as it stands right now, Wednesday will come and go with no quorum and no votes.
And that means the legislature is on track this year to have the fewest number of session days in 14 years since 2002.
Thanks to Emily Lawler at MLive and MERS News for those numbers.
Right, and there are a few reasons for the fewer session days this year.
Well, for one, there are always fewer days scheduled in election years as lawmakers are anxious to get home and meet with voters. You know, the bosses.
Get out the vote efforts. And particularly, that is important with the August primaries coming up and the November general election fast approaching.
Also, there's just not as much to do. Republicans have been in charge in Lansing since 2011, when a GOP wave swept Governor Snyder into office and handed Republicans big House and Senate majorities.
And in that time, we have seen a big tax overhaul, right to work, the Detroit grand bargain. Those were all first-term priorities.
Now, we're not done with knotty, controversial political questions, certainly, but there just aren't that many left, at least not that many that Republicans want to deal with. In fact, by way of comparison, if you look back 14 years, the last time the legislature was meeting as sparingly as this year, that was the final year of Governor John Engler's 12-year, largely Republican reign.
Yep, everyone, all been there, done that.
And there seems to be a similar lack of urgency this summer. Plenty of time to get things done.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.